apocryphal notes on thunder. 1. On Monday, the sky fell like matracas. San Pedro slammed the globe on the rack of thunderballs. This myth's been passed down from mouths with tongues of fire. I know where it did not emerge, homes. San Pedro's footsteps broke the alley of clouds where pins of light collapsed to their neighbor clouds and surged towards land. Rain slid past molds, its broken edges hid underground to find a way back to the sky. The clouds turned to San Pedro's beard. They turned colossal vapor, hiding from their own face. They blackened yet were gray all over. The Nara brushed limp airwaves. Its branches opened up to the ground, insisted to let go of the sky's raging intolerance for its own. 2. Outside the gates, 11 apostles scramble. They walk in twos, once alone, back and forth across the sidewalk. They seem to be searching for the one responsible for light. The sky grumbles at the urban fields of quiet. It rains noise but not water. This preview has brought this fusion of heaven with sky, of myths with news from outside your window. You don't see the apostles, but you hear them buzzing among themselves. Far away, the edges of an absent key, frozen for a too quick instant, zaps the distant ground. The sons of Zebedee bang on the doors of every house at once. Call this apocrypha.